Welcome back to Carjaletta Lolita Davis's podcast. So my previous episode was about update on Anchor and how that's going. And some just told me to look back and see, you know, how that podcast do. Come to find out when I go to look at my unique listeners, quote unquote, they then took 5 unique listeners away. So remember when I had 42, I had an extra one from somebody listening. So that makes 43. So you need 50 unique listeners. So that would have been 7 versus 8, right? Now I look and you're taking away my unique listeners. So I'm going to send them an email. Because at that point, when you're taking away listeners, unique listeners, because I don't, as of right now, I really don't post it, you know, too much other than my website. You know, it's automatic. But like far as for Facebook and all those different other areas, I don't do it to that because I want unique listeners. I don't want people that are my friends or family, you know, right now. Because I don't want it to count, you know, I mean, well, it's not going to count, but I don't want it to go against my count. So, you know, I want different people to listen to it. But, you know, for the last episode, I didn't do anything and I still got a listener, but they didn't even count that listener. So that makes me question what's really going on. So if you're trying to have me go backwards, the more listeners I get, just so that I can never get to 50, even though I already have 60. So I done went above and beyond what the quota is. And once you have that, you can start putting advertisement on your podcast and see how much money you earn, just to see. You don't know how much you're going to make, but you're never going to get there if they're taking away your account. So that's a problem. So I need to email them to have them recheck because I've already documented on my previous podcast how much I had. And so from that time till now, from me checking it today, y'all done took away 5. Isn't that interesting? So that make you wonder, there's some haters out here. There's some haters. Some haters that don't want you to be successful. For what reason? That's what the question is. For what reason why somebody want to hate on you to be successful or try to be successful and prevent you from being successful? That ain't right. So I'm going to give you an update. You know, this my next update I said I was going to do was going to be about if you wanted to do like a paid delivery type thing, you know. But this one right here coming before that because I just noticed that. And that's something to think about when you use platforms that are for free, you know, versus you paying for something. Does that make a difference? And, you know, using your material for their platform. But it's, I mean, you get the benefit of people hearing and your voice being heard. But, I mean, there's no sense in advertising and saying that if you do this, then this is possible. And you're taking away that possibility. Just something to think about when you're using these platforms, because one, write down your numbers to make sure, you know, your numbers aren't getting taken away, and there should be a reason for why they're getting taken away. And if you're saying that you need so many unique listeners, the unique listeners are there, so there's nobody repeating as far as I know. And even if they are repeating listeners, you mean tell me that repeating listeners, that come back to your podcast, their listening doesn't count. That's what I'm trying to figure out. Like, so if you like, if your podcast was to grow and you got unique listeners who haven't listened to your podcast before because they're looking at the IP address, right? If you don't have unique listeners, then that means you're getting docked for having reoccurring listeners, which doesn't make any sense. So that's what they want you to have. But if it's going to dock against you where, you know, you got the same people listening to you, well, that's the purpose of the podcast, is to help grow, you know. But if it gets really popular, then what? Then all those people that are reoccurring and listening to your podcast, they don't count? That doesn't make any sense. So either you done took mine away because you have looked at the numbers to see that somebody that is a reoccurring listener has listened to my podcast, and I'm going to be docked, punished for that almost. Because what other reason could you do it? I mean, it's not like I'm telling any family or friends to listen to my podcast. I did that in the beginning, you know, for like a few. But, you know, sometimes friends and family aren't going to help you be successful either. So, you know, it's more people out there in the world who you don't know who want to listen to you, you know, and help you be successful versus family and friends. So don't depend on that, you know. So you have a great day, have a great morning, great evening, great night, and thanks for listening.